Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
My name is Cam Edwards. I'm the editor at BearingArms.com. In for Larry O'Connor today alongside my friend Julie Gunlock of the Independent Women's Forum. And Julie, it's been great hanging out with you this morning.
It has been so much fun.
But we're going to have to talk about something pretty serious right now. What's going on at the border? Don't call it a crisis. Oh, no. DHS Secretary Mayorkas says it is a challenge, but he refuses to call it a crisis, at least publicly. Join us to talk about it right now, Tom Holman, a former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, now senior fellow at the Immigration Reform Law Institute. And Tom, thank you so much for your time today.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says our borders are not open, which would appear to be news to tens of thousands of people who are trying to enter this country illegally, because they sure seem to think that it is.
Yeah, he made a statement yesterday the border is secure and they have operational control. It's wrong. I mean, I've talked to Border Patrol Command, and just a couple of days ago, he used the term broken arrow, and we all know what that means. He goes, look, We're overrun here. I've lost control of the sector. So, you know, the men and women in green who are working the border have lost operational control, and they say it. And when Secretary Mayorkas says we have operational control when you have 350,000 Godways, that's not operational control. It's not operational control when you have to deploy officers from all of the southern and northern border to Del Rio and Rio Grande Valley, which the last couple of days have left 224 miles of southern border unguarded. 224 miles of border where there wasn't a border patrol agent. That's not operational control. So, you know, he's lying to American people, and we all can see the video. And it's just, you know, at least be have enough integrity to say, okay, we got a crisis here, and we're going to deal with it. But rather just ignoring the word crisis and making it sound like you have operational control, that beats down the men and women of Border Patrol who are working so damn hard. The morale is at an all-time low. These guys are working their butts off to only have their boss get on national TV say there's not a problem.
Well, this is Julie Gunlock, and thanks for being with us. You know, it's not just for the Border Patrol, it feels like, you know, the Biden administration has abandoned them. But what's going on with Mexico? Is Mexico doing anything to alleviate this issue? Are they doing anything on their side of the river? And where is the vice president? Is she talking to Mexico? Is there any kind of crisis talks? I've heard nothing.
Well, first of all, you're right. Mexico's not doing not near enough. Again, what Trump is in president. When Trump is president, he says, you will do this.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to, you know, tax you. And we're going, you know, he made him put military in the southern northern border. And so, you know, so Mexico ain't being held to the same standards under this administration. And as far as, you know, Kamala Harris, look, she says she's looking for the root causes. She don't need to go to Central America to look for root causes. She just needs to walk down the hall to the Oval Office. There's a root cause of what's happening. It's the policies of the Biden administration. And you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, especially when she was told by the president of Guatemala, the president of Honduras, and the president of Mexico,
right,
that the reason for this unprecedented surge is because of the Biden policies and open border strategy. They've been told that by several presidents of these nations. So, you know, to continue to say, you know, it's not our fault, it's just ridiculous. Remember when this first started, right? It was Trump's fault. Then all of a sudden, no, it's climate change and violence. Then it's no, it's seasonal. It happens every year. The numbers go down in the summer. Every excuse they've shown out has shown to be a fault. So they're running out of excuses.
You know, Tom, you talk about the morale of the Border Patrol agents. Bill Malusian with Fox, he's been down there in Del Rio, Texas for several days. And I want you to hear his reaction because he's been talking to some of these agents. And he gave their reaction to the administration's claims that the border is closed. This is Cut 17.
When Secretary Mayorkas said once again that the border is closed, I can tell you that is a tough pill for border agents to swallow. They talk to us off the record and they roll their eyes when they hear that. This is the U.S. border right now. Take a look at it. You had upwards of 15,000 people here as of Saturday morning. It is now just under 12,000. But these are all migrants who crossed illegally into the United States. They just walked across the river, no resistance whatsoever, and put up shop right here. And you can see a lot of them are using plants and sticks, using whatever they can find to build some sort of a shelter here. Take a look at our second camera just to show you the scope of how big this camp is.
So, again, these Border Patrol agents are rolling their eyes when they hear the administration says that the border's closed. But we also saw, Tom, yesterday, Jen Psaki excoriate Border Patrol agents for, you know, supposedly using whips on Haitian immigrants. As it turns out, no, they weren't whips. They were actually using the reins of their horses. But can you talk about the job that these Border Patrol agents have, and then the lack of confidence in these agents coming from the White House? The White House clearly does not have their back.
Well, I've been down the border at least five times here in the last few months, and I was a Border Patrol agent. These guys know me. They freely talk to me. I can tell you, I haven't spoken to one Border Patrol agent. I spoke to hundreds. I haven't spoken to one that still respects the President of the United States or the Secretary. They feel abandoned by the White House. They feel abandoned by the Secretary. The President's first speech when he became President, he talked about how the last administration, you know, watched children starve to death on the banks of Rio Grande and did nothing about it. Now, that was directed to the Border Patrol, the men and women who've already saved over 8,000 lives this past year by jumping in the river and saving drowning children and women and saving people in the desert. You know, these men and women, they saved lives. So that president, when he made that statement, that was a direct attack on the men and women to put their own health at risk to save people. And as far as the secretary, when they watch the secretary keep saying the border is secure, when they're dealing with this, they're working 24/7. They're taking sicknesses home to their own family. They've had over 26 CBP officers die of COVID because they've been forced to stand in that line and COVID people coming across. Under the Trump administration, they didn't have it because their guy got sent back. But we know for a fact, based on available data, this administration has knowingly released COVID-positive people into the U.S. So the Border Patrol has been putting – it's always been a dangerous job. But they feel like they've been put in even more harm's way by the decisions of this administration. And these men and women are patriots. They keep going to work every day, but the number of retirements and the early retirements and people just walking away to the job are climbing. Border Patrol's having a hard time recruiting people to take their place. Because you're right, they have no law enforcement mission anymore. Over 50% of Border Patrol agents aren't on the line doing the law enforcement job anymore. They're processing, they're changing diapers, they're making baby formula. So, you know, when that happens, you know, that's when the border becomes more vulnerable. Like I said, I looked at a timesheet the other day and assignment sheets that were given to me by one of my sources. 224 miles of border had no Border Patrol agents on it. The cartels are having a field day with that. How much fentanyl's coming across the unguarded border?
Right.
How many women have been trafficked across that unguarded border? You know, how many would-be terrorists could enter the country now when the border is half guarded? This administration, the secretary, this homeland is more insecure since he's been the secretary than it ever has been.
Tom Homan, again, so much appreciation for what you've done and your insight here. Thank you so much for coming on O'Connor and Company this morning. Tom Homan, again, a former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, now at the Immigration Reform Law Institute. You can find them on Twitter at IRLI Law.